WTLW News Time is 6:06. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Molly Maids, a clean you can trust. Good morning, I'm Patrick Ziner. Getting veterans in the VA hospital system the care they need in a timely manner got a shot in the arm Wednesday. House Speaker John Boehner named Representative Bill Flores of Bryan to the Conference Committee on Veterans Health Care. Flores says he hopes to see quick decisions on discrepancies between the House and Senate bills. One difference is appropriate wait times.
When I talk to my fellow members in Congress that are currently doctors or used to be in the healthcare profession, they say that a 14-day waiting period is unreasonable and probably needs to be somewhere in the neighborhood of 30 days. And that's where the VA originally started when they were coming up with their goals, was with a 30-day waiting period.
He says he can't accurately predict the total number of veterans that might be helped.
We don't know. We know that 64,000 veterans have tried to get an appointment, but were never able to get an appointment. So I would assume you'd be able to help those to start with. And then we know of another 57,000 veterans that weren't able to get appointments within 90 days. So I'm assuming that we'll be able to help them.
The proposed bill would allow veterans to seek health care from private sources and have the VA cover the costs. Two Bryan residents are charged with manslaughter in the May 31 car accident that killed 23-year-old passenger Herman Rodarte. 21-year-old Eric Sanchez Cepeda and 22-year-old Anna Sunica turned themselves in this week. Both immediately bonded out on $100,000 each. Reports say Sanchez Cepeda and Rodarte left a club around 2:30 a.m. and went to Zunica's house where they wanted to teach her how to drive. Both Zunica and Sanchez Cepeda told police she sat between his legs and steered as he operated the pedals. Around 6:15, the pair lost control on Hilton Road near Sandy Point and struck a pipe fence. Rodarte was pronounced dead at St. Joseph Hospital. The other two were treated and released. Lab reports showed Sanchez Cepeda's blood alcohol content was nearly three times the legal limit. Two local businesses were temporarily closed after a fire which started around 3:15 p.m. Six College Station Fire Department units and one from Bryan responded to the 100 block of Nagel and had the fire under control in less than an hour. Officials say there was no fire damage to either Lippman Music or Jen's Asian Cafe, and both water and smoke damage were minimal. The College Station Fire Marshal's office is investigating the exact cause, but it is believed to be accidental. No injuries were reported. A week after the College Station City Council approved the sale of $5 million of treated wastewater to Apache Corporation for fracking, leaders in Denton are considering banning the gas drilling method altogether. That's even though the process has generated tens of millions of dollars for the town over the last decade. The proposed ban reflects a shift in public opinion. Some of Denton's 120,000 residents now envision a future in which their town is known for environmentally friendly commerce. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 74 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Molly Maids, a clean you can trust. More news at 6:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Ziner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Every year, the Brazos Valley votes to select who they think is the absolute best in the Brazos. The voting is now open and waiting for you to cast your vote. Last year, 15,000 voters cast nearly 300,000 votes for their favorites in food, fun, and services. You can vote online at bestofthebrazos.com or pick up a ballot at any of these sponsor locations. Pino's Palette, The Chocolate Gallery, 12 Realty, and Anchor Foundation Repair. It's the best that money can't buy. The best of the Brazos. Voting ends July 6th, so cast your vote today.
Good morning, it's 6:10, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's sponsored by the folks at Barker's Heating and Cooling. 8-8 service means overtime coverage for you and your family without having to pay for it. You come home, unit's not working, give them a call, 690-2278. They'll get somebody out that day.
High pressure, it's responsible for all sorts of sunshine. Today, any cloudiness will erode this morning, and we'll get into partial sun. Highs will be 90 to 95. It'll be partly cloudy tonight, 75. Tomorrow, turning partly to mostly sunny, 90 to 95. A thunderstorm may pop up late tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, 75. Saturday, becoming partly to mostly sunny, though there could be an afternoon storm. High Saturday, close to 95 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit, as there was a no-hitter yesterday and almost a perfect game, less one error. So we'll get to that for you. Plus, the Kansas City Star is reporting that a local College Station player stepped away from the Missouri program. We'll have all of that and more coming up in sports. We'll do that for you about 6:50.
You know, for years we've had this kind of a story from Europe. But now it comes to the shores of U.S. America. In Florida, a former training film star trying to get elected to the Palm Beach County School Board. That would be David Meck, who had formerly been known as David Pounder, disagrees with those who say that he's a bad role model for kids. He says, why not a teacher who's overweight as a bad role model? The 38-year-old is single and doesn't have any children. What makes his election to the board even more difficult is that he's also suing the same school board on an unrelated issue. Okay.
Alrighty then.
Mr. Meck, you see, filed discrimination suit against the district because it removed signs advertising his Happy Fun Math Tutor service from several local schools. Mr. Meck says lawsuits like mine happen because of poor decision-making, and that's why I'm running for the school board, having nothing to do with poor decision-making and career choices, which he might answer to.
No.
Nor not.
No.
There's the voice of reason, then there's the voice of experience. Info.
Nation.
Well, he said, let me just show you my body of work. They said, no.
Which would include just showing him his body. Took a train, a plane, a bus.
You're gonna find it's worth your while. I wonder what color the sky is in his world. I'm just wondering, you know.
Rainbows and butterflies.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
613, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. 170th day of the year, 195 of them to go. It's Juneteenth. There you go. Celebrate how you see fit. It's Dump the Pump Day. I don't know what that means. I'm not sure.
It means don't buy gas or something weird.
How about Recess at Work Day?
I'm all in.
How about World Sauntering Day? Because, you know,
I think everybody can use a good saunter.
A saunter is okay. Possibly, maybe go to the mall and saunter. Say, what are you doing today? I went sauntering at the mall. Huh?
As I have a little bit of a limp, I have somewhat of a saunter myself.
Okay. And it's also Eat an Oreo Day.
Hey, now there's something to celebrate.
Which only if there's a glass of milk.
Well, yeah. L1, it's peanut butter. L1, buh. see, you remember it.
I do.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's going on, and that's the thing. It used to be just one kind of Oreo, and now they have the stuff.
Mm-mm.
When will we get to triple? I'm just saying.
And I'm sure you can find one somewhere.
Well, if you think about that, and you pull the pull those things apart and put two doubles together, then you'd have a quadruple, wouldn't you? A quadruple stuff.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's banned in at least 4 states.
Oh. I don't know that you could fit that in your mouth.
Oh, you know, there are people who try. Actually, you know what? Dump the Pump Day is having to do with gas.
Oh.
Really? Imagine that. Gas prices usually go down this time of year, but of course they're not. So.
Thanks, Iran and Iraq.
That's it. Dump the pump. Okay, for birthdays.
Paul Dano, 30 years old from 12 Years a Slave and Little Miss Sunshine. Zoe Saldana is 36. She's Uhura in the new Star Trek movies. Dirk Nowitzki, 36 years old. Not making this up. Huge fan of David Hasselhoff.
Who is?
Dirk Nowitzki, because he's German. The Germans love the Hoff.
You know, I
heard that's false.
No, it's true.
From a German, no less. Actually, she was an intern here. Who? Mika, the German intern.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah.
To relax, he listens to Hoff while shooting free throws.
Okay, just to tie really totally unrelated things together. Because
on this show,
yeah,
no.
I know. I was listening to Zone the other afternoon, or other evening, actually. And they were discussing how it was the anniversary of the low-speed chase with,
that's
with
right.
The guy who didn't murder his girlfriend, wife, mm-hmm. whatever she was. And apparently, during that same time period was a David Hasselhoff pay-per-view. And it, in fact, does continue to hold the distinction of the lowest-rated pay-per-view ever.
He got bumped by OJ.
He got bumped by a low-speed Bronco chase. Anyway,
wow.
Enough of that.
All right. Poppy Montgomery is 39 years old in Unforgettable and Without a Trace. Robin Tunney is 42 from The Mentalist. Jean Desjardins is 42 years old from The Artist. Mia Sara, 47 years old from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. She was Sloane. Uh-huh. She was delightful. Uh-huh. Paula Abdul, 52. Kathleen Turner is 60. Ann Wilson from Heart, 64. Felicia Rashad, 66. Salman Rushdie, 67. Would not have put those two that close together in age.
There you go.
Lou Gehrig would have been celebrating a birthday today, as would Mo Howard.
Mo would have been 117.
Hey, Mo! Yeah,
very nice.
Nyang, nyang.
That is enough. Jenna Rollins is 84. My goodness. And Laura Ingram, who, of course, has been here in our studio a couple of times. Fitty. That's it. Those are the birthdays. It's 617.
In 8 years, I'll be an alcoholic. I'll start drinking in middle school, but my parents won't start talking to me about it until high school. By then, I'll already be in some trouble. The thing is, my parents won't even see it coming.
Start talking before they start drinking. Kids who drink before age 15 are 5 times more likely to have alcohol problems. To learn more, go to StopAlcoholUnder21.org. Brought to you by the Brazos Valley Council on Alcohol and Substance Abuse.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So despite Hillary claiming they struggled financially after leaving the White House, now the Washington Free Beacon has tried to put Clinton's wealth into perspective. Now, $51,000 is the median household income in the U.S. today. With that amount of money, you could buy, what, 15 minutes worth of a Hillary Clinton speech or 4 minutes worth of a Bill Clinton speech. 1 minute and 56 seconds worth of reporting from NBC News special correspondent Chelsea Clinton. Now, Bill Clinton has earned at a minimum $100 million from speaking gigs, which is more than 35 times the average lifetime earnings of Americans with a master's degree. And Hillary's got a $14 million advance for her latest book, which is twice the value of John Kerry's 76-foot luxury yacht and 55,000 times what Hillary was paid to defend a child rapist. Nice try, Hillary.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You know, not all clouds are created equal. Do you back up all that important data that's on your computer at home, at work? Well, all that information can be sent to a cloud, but you need the proper backup. And that's where Carbonite Cloud Backup comes in. Carbonite is the comprehensive solution for backing up all of your important files. Now, it backs up your files to a cloud automatically whenever you are connected to the internet. Now, whether you're backing up one computer at home and all the computers and servers at your small business. And the best part, Carbonite does all of this at a very, very affordable price. No hidden fees, great value for the important backup that all of your computers need. Plus, Carbonite is secure. It's easy to set up. You set it, forget it, and it restores files very quickly. Now, that's why you need to get Carbonite right now. It's the best cloud for your computer files. You got to protect this important data. Go to Carbonite.com today. Type in the offer code Hannity. You get a free trial. That means no credit card required. And if you do subscribe, you get 2 free bonus months. Just go to Carbonite.com, offer code Hannity. If you have a computer, you need Carbonite.com today.
Dixie Tire Company in downtown Bryan has the best set of tires to fit your vehicle and your pocketbook. For a complete line of tires in stock, stop by Dixie Tire Company on William Joel Bryant or call them at 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
My first call-up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires. Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews. At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Cruzy Village is a retirement community located among the Bluebonnets in Brenham. Active seniors can choose from living in a cottage or in the senior apartments. La Roche Manor offers assisted living with a memory care center and full private rooms. For seniors needing long-term care, Cruzy Village offers a skilled nursing center with full service in and outpatient rehabilitation. Before you decide on where to spend your golden years, visit us in Brenham. Lunch tours, including Bluebell ice cream, can be made by calling 979-830-1996. See how wonderful life can be at Cruzy Village.
It's 621, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So, of course, the World Cup, important to a lot of people. When does U.S.-America play again?
Sunday.
Okay. By the way, Spain's out.
Yes.
Yeah.
The first time a defending champion has been eliminated in just two games ever.
Wonder how that's going to go for them.
Oh, the when they lost the first game, the front page of the national paper in Spain was black. And it just said, fix this.
Hey, that's a lot of ink.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. There you go. So they lost.
They are freaking out in Spain.
Yeah, I imagine those folks have decided they may take a vacation before they head back to the country and then see if they can sneak in. I would just think that country has more problems than that they need to be addressed. Don't know, but
yeah,
anyway.
But soccer.
Yeah, I know, sure. Australians Oren and Melissa Van Lingen.
Oh, I just read this.
Man. Married last summer, delayed the honeymoon so that they could save enough money, go ahead and attend the World Cup this year.
In El Salvador.
Yeah. Well, due to an epic mix-up by their travel agent, by their former travel agent, it seems that the newlyweds were sent to San Salvador, okay, the capital of El Salvador, and not Salvador, Brazil, which was where the match was, you see, between Spain and the Netherlands. Couple had purchased tickets to watch the Group B match, forced to watch the game on television in a different country. Fortunately, the travel agency responsible for the mix-up has done its best to right the wrongs, and they got the couple to Brazil. Okay, where they have two tickets to a game that's already been played. Going to help them out there? Huh? Just saying.
I would. Oh, man.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
You wouldn't want to be on the other end of that phone call.
That's, well, again, it's their former travel agent. I'm sure they'll do better next time. And comes now the story of a Central Florida woman. God, it's been like 3 days since we've had a Florida story.
I know.
I thought that's where the training film star was from.
Oh, well, I guess you're right. That's a good point. Yeah, okay. So this is our second story for today, if you're keeping score. A Central Florida woman faces petty theft charges after officials say she stuffed 7 lobster tails in her pants and walked out of the supermarket without paying for them. They were frozen, okay? I'm figuring that's its own punishment, right?
For years, Texas Communications has provided fast, reliable, high-speed internet and voice over IP services throughout the Brazos Valley. If you're searching for reliable, fast, and unlimited internet service for your home or business, give us a call today. You won't find a better value in wireless internet anywhere. If you're ready to experience everything the internet has to offer without the contracts and data limits you get from the other guys, call Texas Communications today at 775-6239 or visit us online at texascom.net. Don't forget to vote for us in the Best of the Brazos Valley Survey.
A possible smoking gun at GM. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. New evidence has come to light that General Motors ignored an early warning about the design of its ignition switches. A GM employee told company engineers in 2005 that her Chevrolet Impala shut down after she hit a bump in the road. A GM technician who checked her car had heard similar reports about the Pontiac Solstice, which shared components with the Chevrolet Cobalt. Now, safety regulators are investigating whether vehicles made by Fiat Chrysler may have ignition switch defects similar to those that triggered a massive recall at General Motors. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is conducting 2 probes to determine if the ignition switches in various Dodge and Jeep vehicles can be jarred out of the run position. Tiger Woods has a new sponsor. A logo for the supplements maker Muscle Farm will appear on Woods golf bags, and Woods will be featured in the company's advertising. Stock futures have turned mixed. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
What if I told you you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or prediabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. Diabetic11.com. People who have followed this plan at Diabetic11.com reportedly have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. Diabetic11.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. Diabetic11.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. Diabetic11.com gives you 3 specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at Diabetic11.com. Watch for free at diabetic11.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes meds at diabetic11.
The Dow Jones Report is brought to you by Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda. It's 626. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Here we go. 92 for a high temperature today. 20% chance of some rain out there. And, you know, there were a couple of places where there were fairly heavy showers yesterday, but they were kind of spotty. 74 for a low tonight, then tomorrow a slight chance of showers at about 10%. And we'll continue with the same temps all the way through Tuesday. Low temperatures, same thing in this probably middle 70s. And our highs again between 90 and 95. Right now winds are out of the south at 5, 97% relative humidity, fair skies. And we have 74 degrees out there.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. With the current weather and temperature, Brazos Valley insects are seeking shelter, but you can get rid of them, whether it's roaches, spiders, scorpions, or ants. ABC can create a pest control plan that's simple and environmentally friendly for people and pets. Plus, all of our ABC specialists undergo a comprehensive background screening, so you can rest easy with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
A courteous service, just call ABC.
Successful people know that getting ahead isn't just about skills. It's also about getting people to like you. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by Opus. Good times await you with the new Opus season. Get all the season info and order your single and season tickets now at mscopus.org.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-990-4307, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free. And get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 1-800-990-4307. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 1-800-990-4307. That's 1-800-990-4307.
In order to advance in your career, it takes more than just skill and brains. Perhaps even more important is people have to like you.
If you are absolutely great at your job, but you're not easy to work with, it's hard to promote you, because promoting is about getting you into a position where people want to be with you.
Karen Otazo, author of the book The Truth About Managing Your Career, says a big part of being liked is what she calls the feel-good factor.
My mom met JFK and never forgot that moment, because he paid close attention to her, even though she was just somebody in a room. And he made her feel good about being with him. Your job is to make other people feel good about being with you so that they want to be with you. Talk with them and make them feel that they matter.
Above all, Karen says you're responsible to make sure your career goes the way you want it to.
It means you're responsible for thinking about your career and planning your career and getting to know yourself. There's an old family expression in my family. If three people say you're drunk, lie down. And if people say to you, oh, you're really great at these things, or oh, you're really not good at that, and after a while you say, I've heard that enough times. I get it. I'm really not good at the details, but I do great on laying out the big picture. You learn about yourself. That's number one.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Good times await you with the new Opus Main Stage season. Order season tickets now and see these five events for as little as $171. The Texas Tenors, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union. Anything Goes, sponsored by Tom and Mary Kirk. Sister Act, sponsored by Spirit of Texas Bank. Guys and Dolls, sponsored by Allstate. And Rain, a tribute to the Beatles, sponsored by Bluebell Creameries. Season and single tickets on sale now. Call 845-1234.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. A Bryan man is out of jail on bond after he turned himself in for manslaughter charges stemming from a fatal accident at the end of May. Police say tests at St. Joseph Hospital show 21-year-old Eric Sanchez Cepeda had almost three times the legal limit of alcohol in his blood an hour after he crashed his truck through a pipe fence. One passenger, 23-year-old Herman Rodarte, was killed, while the other, 22-year-old Anna Zunica, was sitting between Sanchez Cepeda's legs and turning the steering wheel as he operated the pedals. The pair told police that after the men left a nightclub around 2:30 a.m., they picked up Zunica, wanting to teach her how to drive. The crash took place about 4 hours later on Hilton Road near Sandy Point. Zunica was charged with manslaughter last week as well. Both Sanchez Cepeda and Zunica bonded out on $100,000 apiece after turning themselves in this week. It's no secret the U.S. House and Senate rarely see eye to eye. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says differences between bills from both houses, from both chambers, is needed to begin clearing VA hospital backlogs.
Tends to rely more on VA bureaucracy to deal with veterans' health care issues. Even if we have veterans that are eligible to go outside of the VA for health care, it still requires a lot of bureaucratic input from an agency that's already struggling to meet its current needs. On the other hand, the House bill has more flexibility built into it, but also tighter cost controls. So we're going to have to find a way to pick the best of the two bills together.
Both bills would sunset in late 2016, but Flores hopes to improve VA efficiency before then.
Your typical VA doctor sees a lot fewer patients per day than does your typical private doctor. And so if we can find a way to get the VA to where it is performing at the same level of efficiency that the private sector does, we will save money and provide better care to veterans by doing that as well.
Flores was appointed to the Conference Committee on Veterans Health Care Wednesday by Speaker John Boehner and says he hopes quick action by the Senate will allow them to begin immediately. An investigation is pending, but it's believed the fire that shut down Lipman Music and Jin's Asian Cafe Wednesday afternoon was accidental. College Station and Bryan Fire Departments had the fire in the 100 block of Nagel under control by 4, an hour after it started. No injuries were reported. Damage was minimal. Democrat Texas State Senator and gubernatorial candidate Wendy Davis says overreacting to the current flood of illegal aliens pouring across the Texas border with Mexico is not a good idea.
In response to the push by some officials in Austin for more spending on security along the Texas-Mexico border, Davis says tightening border security might cause other problems with our number one trading partner.
And we know that the efficient movement of goods in our inland ports is incredibly important. And I think that when we talk about how we need to approach our border, we've got to make sure that we have both sides of that conversation present.
Davis's Republican opponent in the governor's race, Greg Abbott, says the federal government is not enforcing border security. Polls show Davis trailing Abbott by a significant margin. Stephen Pickering, TSN News.
Yeah, but commerce is not the only thing coming across the border. Public health experts are worried that the flood of illegal immigrant children into Texas could result in a spike in certain diseases. These children, who are mostly coming from Central America, are not vaccinated like Americans. Dr. Jason Bowling, infectious diseases physician at UT Medicine, says vaccines are more effective when everybody gets them.
What you would worry about is that potentially if you increase your population with unvaccinated children, that those same kind of childhood diseases would be potentially a problem here in Texas.
What increases the public health worry is where these undocumented migrants are held. He says places like Lackland have the potential to become incubators for things like the measles. A Civil War cannon from the 1863 sinking of the USS Westfield has a new resting place at a Texas museum just miles from where the ship went down. Officials at the Texas City Museum on Wednesday welcomed the restored 12-foot cannon for a maritime exhibit. Preservation experts at Texas A&M University on Tuesday unveiled the more than 4-ton cannon that was then hauled by truck. The Westfield was scuttled by its crew during the Battle of Galveston. The cannon was recovered in 2009 during work on the Texas City Ship Channel. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 73 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zorneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Zorneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
You know, Acme Glass has been around for 65 years. The Moorheads started that business up, and, you know, it's continued with the Moorhead family still running it, still making sure that you have your glass needs met when you need them. Now, I had to get some glass replaced in a house not too long ago. Made a call. Took about 5 minutes to get the appointment set up. The workman was there when he said he would be, did the work that he needed to, up and out of my way so that I could continue doing other stuff in the house, and they had once again done exactly what I needed at a reasonable price, and they responded just when they said they would. And I say that because, you know, you end up having the frustration of dealing with a company that you've never dealt with before who doesn't understand the importance of customer service. Well, you know, Acme Glass has been around for 65 years, and it's based on having a product that you can get a lot of places, but the difference is customer service. So when you need glass or you want glass, why not call on the 65-year experience that you'll find with Acme Glass? Two locations here in town, in downtown Bryan on Main Street, across from the main entrance at A&M, Acme Glass.
Every machine in the world's largest off-road lineup is on sale now at Polaris Fun Center during the Polaris XP sales event. Legendary Sportsman ATVs start at just $51.99. Razors start under $10,000. Hardworking Rangers start as low as $89.99. Top-of-the-line Ranger XP 900s come with a free winch. Accessory packages for all machines. Bumpers, winches, and cargo boxes are up to $400 off during the Polaris XP sales event at Polaris Fun Center in Bryan, where they sell fun, not tractors.
Premium chocolates and pastries made in the heart of downtown Bryan. Come experience the Chocolate Gallery.
Indulge in edible works of art like designer cupcakes and cookies, handmade chocolate truffles, bars, and bonbons.
And for a perfect summer treat, cool off with a cup or cone of handmade Italian gelato or dairy-free sorbet.
The Chocolate Gallery freshly prepares different flavors all the time, so find your favorite.
The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Siana's Cakes, open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan. Visit bcschocolategallery.com.
Good morning, it's 640, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first, be an early bird, go to BrazosBounty.com.
With partial sunshine developing across the area today, it should stay relatively warm. Highs will be 90 to 95 through the afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows near 75. It may turn mostly cloudy towards tomorrow morning. Tomorrow, developing sun, the threat of a thunderstorm late tomorrow afternoon, 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, 75. Partly to mostly sunny Saturday, the chance of a thunderstorm, highs on Saturday around 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Honors for the Texas A&M track team from the United States Track and Field Cross Country Coaches Association include one athlete of the year and, of course, a coach of the year. Something you don't see every day in the major leagues, a almost perfect game. It was so, so close. The patent office has shut down the Washington Redskins and a whole lot more coming up in sports in 11 minutes-ish.
You know, we can start there. Why not?
Gonna unload there first?
Well, look at the way the Obama administration does things, all right? Coal. Okay, they want to shut down the coal plants, but they can't get the legislation or they can't do this. So what do? They go to the EPA, and they have the EPA put in such stringent standards that basically it will
shut down coal.
Let's say that they would like to get guns outlawed. Well, you know, the NRA has a fairly strong lobby. They could, you know, probably fight any of that that happens. So what do? They make it very difficult for you to buy ammunition.
Yeah, they do.
Okay. Now, let's take this. Well, okay, we've talked about this time and again, and of course it's foolishness. But they decide, let's get the patent office in on this. And it was a 2-1 vote even there. But, I mean, once again, they've decided that they don't want to allow the Washington Redskins organization to own the patent, which means you can call yourself the Washington Redskins if you want to, but that means every Tom, Dick, Harry, and Francis can sell Redskins paraphernalia, and you can't make any money off of it. Well, obviously, if you can't make any money off of it, you're not going to do that. You're going to go be something else.
I read something, I think it was Mark Levin, who had written something yesterday about that, and that it, because it has been such a long-standing copyright and trademark for them, they'll have to sue each individual, but they can stop people from using that likeness.
SI had a pretty good, Sports Illustrated had a pretty good write-up on all the ways that they could protect their trademark. The U.S. Patent and Trade Office actually isn't the end-all, be-all.
Right.
For protecting brands and logos and all that.
They can service mark them.
The artwork is still protected, things of that nature. And you mentioned they'll lose money on this, which is, you know, if it stands, because they'll appeal this, obviously.
Sure.
If it stands,
right,
there'll be financial incentive to change their name. But it actually has the potential effect of increasing the use of the term Redskins.
No, you're right. It could end up being in all sorts of places. Hello.
Yeah, in the spirit of piling on, he's also used the EPA to shut down the gun ranges, claiming the lead poisoning.
Oh, okay. All right.
There's a lot of that going on.
You have to have jacketed ammo in a lot of places now, or they won't let you shoot.
Well, so, you know, what the appeals board said was, we decide, based on the evidence properly before us, that these registrations must be canceled because they were disparaging to Native Americans at the respective times they were registered. So there.
At the times they were registered. That's interesting.
It had gone to court one other time.
Yeah, 99.
And they said that a majority of them were thrown out because of the age of the people filing suit.
Oh, interesting. Well, why? Because they were too young or too old?
Too young to be offended.
Mm-hmm.
22-ish or something.
Well, you can't be offended until you're at least 25.
No, that they weren't alive when it was registered.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And that's interesting. So I hadn't known that.
So as a result, you know, the Washington Redskins might become something else because their nickname is disparaging. Okay. Didn't the same thing happen to the Washington Senators?
That was good.
Man, just saying.
Really, really nicely done.
All right, so the White House started to push back yesterday on the new revelations about the emails. You know, get off our back. There's nothing you can do. They're all gone. We drove a spike through the hard drive, right? They melted them, right? Something like that.
That's what they said. They're destroyed.
Because that's what every government agency always does, of course.
Their technological ineptitude will be their undoing. This is... they don't understand what they don't understand. If they pulled any number of IT professionals in the government, one of them would fold under the withering heat of congressional inquiry.
I would venture to say that their naivete actually goes well beyond IT.
Well,
but you got to
start scratching at the surface.
That's right. You got to start somewhere and move on from there. But the list of things that they are inept about is pretty long. So the president hosted a bunch of well-known economists for a private lunch at the White House yesterday to discuss, according to a Poole report, ways to accelerate economic growth, expand opportunity, and improve the competitiveness of the American economy. The star of the group was the progressive favorite New York Times columnist Paul Krugman. Now, a bunch of all-star economists. First of all, they're just like weathermen. You know, weather forecasters. They get it wrong and still get to keep their job.
Yeah.
But I would wonder, out of this group of illustrious, well-known economists, how many of them had to hire or fire anybody? How many of them have to make payroll? How many of them have to worry about covering health care costs? I would vote zero.
I think you're probably right.
Probably none. So, just saying. And I guess you saw the Wall Street Journal poll numbers for the president. We'll just let NBC political head guy Chuck Todd tell us.
This poll is a disaster for the president. What's interesting about it is that it's not a disaster for the Democrats, and I'll separate that out in a minute, but you look at the presidency here, lowest job rating, tied for the lowest, lowest on foreign policy. See, his administration seen as less competent as the Bush administration post-Katrina. Sorry, Nicole. Or actually, you'd be happy about
She's
that.
She's happy about that, I imagine.
But she doesn't like that's the standard.
That's the standard. I would say, standard of that. I don't think you want that standard. And then on the issue is, do you believe he can still lead? And a majority believe that. I mean, essentially, the public is saying your presidency is over.
Your presidency is over. That's Chuck Todd from NBC.
Yeah.
Man.
Okay. It's nice, but I'll believe it when I see it.
I understand.
Also, just starting to drive that wedge between, well, then there's Obama, and then there's all the other Democrats.
Oh, sure. I mean, there's no doubt.
Putting that firewall up.
No doubt they want to be able to do that. That's fine. Then let's start getting people racing in there. But I like the idea, you know, now Joe Biden probably sees that little crack right there. Here's his chance, huh? Yeah, maybe no. But, I thought interesting that Chuck Todd would say that. Well, and you, as you say, we'll see if that grows legs. 647.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
A mother will tell you there's no sound as sweet as the soft gurgling of a tiny baby held in her arms. I can only imagine the rush a composer feels hearing an original symphony performed for the very first time. We fill our lives with the sounds we love, and it can be that way too in your garden. Wise plant people maximize these grand experiences. I have a few of the ways, sweet sounds in the garden, right after this message. This is a very important message on behalf of the Scotts Miracle-Gro Company. Texas has been enduring a terrible drought. To help your plants and garden stand up to the heat and drought, Scotts has a plan to keep your garden healthy and strong. First, there's preparation. It's important to start with Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Garden Soil. It'll improve the native soil's ability to retain water and nutrients. Second, fertilize. Remember that water alone is not enough. Use Miracle-Gro Liquifeed to give your plants the nutrients they need to withstand the drought. Third and finally, put down a layer of Scotts Naturescapes mulch to help retain precious moisture. You'll find all Scotts products at your local Lowe's store. This week, at Lowe's, purchase both Scotts Green Max Fertilizer and Ortho's Bug Be Gone. You'll save 20% off the regular price. That's at Lowe's in your neighborhood. Scotts, garden and heat drought recovery. You can do it. If for more information, go to Scotts.com. Scotts and Miracle-Gro. Our topic today is sweet sounds in the garden, and fountains take you out of the hot, dry Southwest and let you imagine, if only for the moment, that you're along a tumbling brook in a forested glade. The sound of bubbling water is one of the most pleasant sensory experiences we encounter outdoors. As proof, babbling stream sounds are on every sleep-soothing machine that you'll find sold in high-tech gadget places. Those sounds are that restful. Nestle your fountain back in among shrubs so it won't be immediately noticeable. Plumb it carefully so the water will stay where you want it. Have a receiving pool if you need to recycle the water, and then sit back and listen to the enriching soft sounds. Water courses spilling down a hillside work the very same way. If your landscape has natural grade changes, perhaps you can work them into a waterway, a little stream bed. It'll need to look natural, like it was there when the house was built, so hire a skilled landscape contractor to plan and install it. It will open up entirely new options in landscaping as suddenly you have a stream bank to call your home. Meanwhile, the same water will come down your hill, return to the earth, actually into the recirculating pump, and head back up to the top of the course to begin life again. Birds bring joy and excitement to gardens each month of the year, from their spirited feeding over the late fall and winter to nesting and singing during the spring and summer. Birds are as much a part of our gardens as the flowers we grow there. Use bird seeds that attract a nice array of good songbirds. Black oil-type sunflower seeds seem to work the best. Buy a bird book and mark the ones that visit your garden. And then buy a CD of their songs and learn to recognize your visitors even when you can't see them. There are even apps that will help you identify birds from their sounds. Wind chimes prove that there is air movement even at high temperatures. That can be psychologically helpful on long summer afternoons. Wind chimes are available in all tones, from gentle high pitches to deep resonant sounds. The deeper the tone, the larger the tubing. The larger the tubing, the larger the clapper must be, and the stronger the wind must blow to cause the chime to sing. Outdoor speakers let you bring your music outside with you, and that can be very soothing. Your garden should be a living room, a den of your life. Surround yourself with plants and sounds that make that experience as enriching as possible. I'm Neil Sperry. Plant stresses of the summer in our next Plant Talk, Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:51. Postseason honors awarded by the United States Track and Field Cross Country Coaches Association include the Men's National Track Athlete of the Year for Aggie Junior Dion Lindor, along with the National Women's Coach of the Year for Texas A&M Head Coach Pat Henry. Lindor claimed the 400-meter title, anchored the Aggies 4x400-meter relay team to a school record, which, by the way, is the second fastest collegiate time in history, and anchored the 4x100-meter relay team to a runner-up finish. As for head coach Pat Henry, not only did he win the national title, this past month he was also named SEC Men's Coach of the Year, as well as the South Central Men's Coach of the Year. This comes to us from the Kansas City Star newspaper. Missouri confirmed that two players, cornerback Ernest Payton and defensive tackle DeQuinton Osborne, had voluntarily left the football program. Payton, a redshirt junior from right here at College Station, played in one game last season before suffering an ACL tear in practice the very next week. Osborne's from Grand Prairie, and he had yet to appear in a college game. We'll hop over to the major leagues for just a second, where you don't see this very often.
0-2. He's done it. Clayton Kershaw pitches a no-hitter.
Kershaw retired the first 18 batters before Corey Dickson led off the seventh with a slow bouncer to Ramirez. His throw went wide of first base for a two-run error, ending any chance for a perfect game. Here's Kershaw after the win.
As far as individual games go, this is pretty special. You know, I'll remember this for the rest of my life. Get to do it at home, it's even better. This is amazing. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Thank you.
The lanky lefty struck out a career-high 15 in the Dodgers' 8-0 win over Colorado. The U.S. Patent Office has ruled the Washington Redskins' nickname is, quote, disparaging of Native Americans, end quote, and that the team's federal trademarks for the name must be canceled. The ruling comes after a campaign to change the name has gained some momentum over the last year. And here's RG3, the starting quarterback for the Washington Redskins, on the entire situation.
Our job as players is to focus on what we can on this field day in and day out, and let the league of people take care of that stuff. And when it's the right time, then we can voice whatever it is that we know about the situation.
The ruling does not force the NFL or Snyder, the owner, to change the name, but the trademark registered between 1967 and 1990 will no longer be protected under federal law. That is, if the NFL and the Redskins lose an appeal to the U.S. District Court. Now back to the majors, where Sonny Gray pitched Oakland over Texas 4-2 to give the Athletics the best record in the majors. Oakland has won four of their last five. The Rangers, by the way, have the night off. They'll head to L.A. to take on the red-hot Dodgers tomorrow at 9:05. Pinch hitter Nate McCloth came through in a tie-breaking sac fly in the seventh inning.
Swinging a high fly ball left field, moving back on it, Grossman toward foul ground, but in fair territory makes the catch. Runners will tag all around. The throw in toward third is too late. Zimmerman will score the go-ahead run, and every runner moves up. And the Nationals lead it 6-5 here in the seventh.
The Nationals rallied back to win 6-5, and a two-game sweep of the Stros to boot. The Washington Nationals also extended their NLS lead by a game and a half. Houston's in Tampa Bay. First pitch tonight at 6:10. On out of the College World Series, where Chad Hollingsworth and Travis Duke limited UC Irvine to just four hits, and the Texas Longhorns beat the Anteaters 1-0 in the elimination game last night. UT skip Augie Garrido gave the win to Hollingsworth.
The storyline certainly has to center around Hollingsworth's pitching. He not only did this same kind of a job in the Super Regional, but he, once again, when given the ball, he threw up all zeros.
The Longhorns advance to meet Vandy tomorrow. They'd need to beat the Commodores twice to reach next week's best of three championship. And finally, in the World Cup, Chile started as the long shot, but they eliminated the defending world champion Spain with a 2-0 win yesterday by reaching the round of 16. Chile faces the Netherlands in its last Group B match, with both teams already assured of reaching the knockout stage. Croatia responded from their controversial World Cup opening loss to the host country Brazil with a 4-0 win over a 10-man Cameroon squad.
The referee has the red card out, and Alex Song has been dismissed.
Song was ejected after he punched a guy right in front of the official right in the back. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hello, sir.
What's going on in here?
I'm giving Franklin an accounting a facial.
In the supply closet?
Well, I finished all my work at 10 a.m., so...
Are you bored?
Yes, sir.
Maybe you should think about another job.
I went online to AggielandHelpWanted.com. I uploaded my resume for free in minutes, and they're looking for a job for me while I give facials.
How lucky are you?
Excuse me, sir?
I'll miss you. Can you squeeze me in at 4 o'clock for an eyebrow wax? I'm looking a little like Frida Kahlo.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Making sure that your tires, your suspension, are doing exactly what they should be doing for you and making them last as long as possible is what it's about at BCS Tires and Lifts. They're located at 2319 Texas Avenue South, right there by Copy Corner in College Station. Now, what they've got is a tire protection plan through the Tire Pros folks. They can make sure that your vehicle, your tires, perform as they should, because if you don't watch the suspension, the other units that have to do with how your car goes down the road, whether it's the most efficient way, you got worn out parts, those kind of things can have an impact on how long your tires last. Also, that they're properly inflated and they're properly aligned. BCS Tires and Lifts can do all of that for you. And because they're a locally owned company, here's what they do for you free. They do free rotates. They do free alignment check. They do free flat repair. They do free air checks. And they have a free shuttle service, meaning if you want to drop your car off, they'll do the work. And then they'll come get you, or they'll deliver the vehicle, or they'll pick it up at the parking lot where you work. That's what they do. That's what local companies do for you. BCS Tires and Lifts. Give them a call, 696-3200. Give them your keys. Put your mind at ease.
Brenham National Bank's Customer Appreciation Day at our College Station branch will be Friday, June 20th, and we want all of our customers to have lunch with us. We will be serving hot dogs and sausage dogs at our College Station branch from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. Come by, enjoy the food, fellowship, and register for prizes. Remember, come for lunch Friday, June 20th from 11 till 2 at our College Station branch. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC. We make banking fun.
Come on now, come on. Let's hit the road.
Mr. Webster, the dictionary guy, says jamboree means a huge gathering of campers in one location.
And that location is RV Station in Bryan.
Smart campers from all over Texas are heading to the June Jamboree of Savings. At the June Jamboree, save thousands on the best brands in the country.
The best prices in the country on the country's best brands.
Get a brand new Jayco Pinnacle 5th Wheel 38 FLFS.
Over 25,000 off list.
How about a Keystone 280 LHS Bunkhouse?
Just $199 a month.
Prices like these make you want to shout. Hurry to the June Jamboree of Savings going on now. RV Station 2815 North, Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA. Online, rvstationonline.com. Jayco Pinnacle, stock number 2742, sell price $67,995. Keystone number 2743, sell price $19,995. 144 months, 6.75 APR, 10% down plus TT and LWAC.
Take a vacation with RV Station. Family fun starts here.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zorneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Zorneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
High today, probably in the lower to mid-90s. Low will be in the middle 70s. Slight chance of some pop-up showers. Do that all the way till Tuesday. 78 now. WTAW.